This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Before continuing our study of the book of Romans, I'd like to share a lesson I learned from reading about the ministry of Dr. R.A. Torrey. He was a lawyer, then he became an evangelist and also the president of Moody Bible Institute. He shared that whenever he found his heart hard and callous toward sinners, he'd lock himself up alone with God and spend time studying the lost state of man and the ultimate eternal doom they faced if they were not saved. This was more than a mere academic exercise. This was a soul-searching and shattering process, trying to feel the full impact of this dreadful truth. He wanted to sense the weight of knowing that eternal destinies are at stake and always be ready to stand in the gap between sinners and a holy God. Dr. Torrey believed that if he didn't seek to persuade sinners of their dreadful state, their blood was on his hands. Paul refers to this in Acts 20. I declare to you today that I am innocent of the blood of all men, for I have not hesitated to proclaim to you the whole will of God. Remember that for 3 years I never stopped warning each of you, night and day, with tears. To the church at Philippi, Paul wrote in chapter 3, For I have often told you before, and now say again, even with tears, many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their destiny is destruction. Let me encourage you to reflect on what we've studied thus far in Romans and ask God to break your heart to the point of tears, burdened to bring those who are lost into a relationship with Jesus Christ.